Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Differentiate between where you want to go and what you're willing to do to get there. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Welcome back to our Consistency 365 series, these mini episodes that come between our regular full-length episodes, where I want you to take a few minutes every day to intentionally reconnect with what you're working towards, with the change that you want to create in your life. Yesterday, I shared with you one of the two pieces of advice that Athena Perez wrapped up our episode 1167 with, after losing over 200 pounds, I said to her, hey, what advice would you give people who are still in this on again, off again, all or nothing behavior pattern? We talked yesterday about her advice to make peace with time. If you didn't listen to that, please do. Hugely important. One of the other things that came up when I was asking her about how she broke free from these patterns she had had for decades, she said, you have to differentiate between where you want to go and what you're willing to do to get there. See, for me in my mind, I would have told you, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, I'll do anything. But there was a real big disconnect between how I felt about taking action and how I was taking action, about the effort and the discipline I was willing to do day in and day out. And understanding this difference really helped me break free from extremes. And I've explained this before. This is true in business and money and relationships. With food, I've explained this with the example of, let's call the way that you eat, the quality of the food that you choose, as this made up imaginary scale of 1 to 10, right? And 1 is you'll indulge in anything, in any amount, at any time. Everything's on the table. You can binge, you can overeat, you can eat as low quality processed food as you want. And 10 is super clean, super strict, only the cleanest, wholest foods available. I would rather consistently eat at like an 8 instead of wildly swinging from a 1 to a 10. Now, these numbers are completely made up. It's for the sake of example. But I think that this is an important thing to look at for yourself. Most of the time when I would binge eat or I would get super inconsistent, it was after a period of extreme strictness that exceeded what I was willing to do. Now, this idea of what you're willing to do to get there is not fixed, meaning what you are willing to do to get there today isn't going to be what you're willing to do to get there in a year. It might be more or less. I'm willing to do a whole lot more now than I was when I was 28. When I was 28, I had a very long history of binge eating, and I didn't have a solid baseline of eating well consistently, and I had to make more incremental changes. Now that I'm in my 40s and I've got little kids, my health means so much more to me. It's not just about vanity metrics. I'm willing to do a whole lot more. So don't freak out if you're like, well, what I'm willing to do today isn't enough to get me there. It changes. But really look at, what am I willing to do? I had a client in the consistency course message me the other day, and she was going through a really hard season in her work and with her family, and she identified one thing she was willing to do. And somebody from the outside might be like, oh my gosh, that's so small. How is that going to move the needle? But we have to focus on what we're willing to do today and do that instead of focusing on all the things we're really not willing to do long term and trying to force ourselves to do what we're just not willing to do now or we're just not willing to do yet. So look at where you want to go and compare it to what you're willing to do today to get there. And don't freak out thinking, oh, that's not enough. That is your mind playing tricks on you, because none of these points are fixed. It will change and grow as you do. I'll see you tomorrow.